This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India today signed a defence deal with France to procure 26 Rafale marine fighter aircraft. The intergovernmental agreement, IGA, was signed by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Minister of Armed Forces of France Sébastien Lecornu in New Delhi. Out of 26 Rafale marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. The delivery of these aircraft would be completed by 2030. The agreement includes training, simulator, associated equipment, weapons and performance-based logistics. It also includes additional equipment for the existing Rafale fleet of the Indian Air Force. The deal is expected to generate thousands of jobs and revenue for micro, small and medium enterprises. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh at his residence in New Delhi today. The meeting took place in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack and decide the further course of action. The meeting comes a day after Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan briefed the Defence Minister on the critical decisions. The Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly today passed a strong-worded resolution to condemn the terror attack in Pahalgam, in which 26 people, mostly tourists, were killed on 22nd of April. The resolution, which described the attack as heinous, barbaric, inhumane and cowardly, was unanimously adopted by the House after a three-hour-long discussion. Speaking at a special session of the Assembly, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah expressed solidarity with the victims of the terror attack and extended his condolences to the families.
Opposition ke saath main bhi maujood tha jab humne 26 logon ko wahan pe shraddhanjali pesh ki. Mere paas alfaaz nahi the ki main kya kehte unke ghar walon se maafi mangun. Ye jante hue ki yahan ke wazir-e-ala ki haisiyat se, yahan ki tourism ke minister ki haisiyat se maine in logon ko daawat di thi yahan aane ki. मेजबान होते हुए मेरी जिम्मेदारी थी कि सही सलामत मैं इन्हें यहाँ से वापस भेजूं, नहीं भेज पाया और माफी मांगने के अल्फाज नहीं थे.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA Court in Delhi, has extended the 26/11 terror attack mastermind Tahawur Rana's custody for 12 days. The NIA had sought a 12-day extension from the court after the expiry of the 18-day custody that had earlier been granted to the probe agency. Tahawur Rana, who was recently extradited from the United States, was produced before the NIA court today. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Padma Awards upon 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the first civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, 4 were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 10 with Padma Bhushan, and 57 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. D. Nageshwar Reddy in medicine and Dr. Lakshmi Narayan Subramaniam in art field were conferred with Padma Vibhushan for their contributions, while M. T. Vasudeva Nair and Osamu Suzuki were honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Among those honoured with Padma Bhushan are Nandamuri Balakrishna, Shekhar Kapoor, former Indian hockey team captain Sri Jesh P.R., while former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar Sushil Kumar Modi was conferred posthumously. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has underscored the need to achieve the target of 1 billion UPI transactions per day within the next 2 to 3 years. She has stressed the importance of accelerating the internationalization of UPI with the development of interoperable frameworks. The Finance Minister today chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review various aspects and the way ahead for UPI ecosystem. BJP has announced the name of P. Venkat Satyanarayan as its candidate for the ensuing by-election to the Rajya Sabha from Andhra Pradesh. The name of the candidate was finalised by the BJP Central Election Committee today. And in IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 8 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur tonight. Batting first, Gujarat Titans made 209 for 4 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the target for 2 wickets in 15.5 overs with the help of 101 runs in 38 balls by V. Suryavanshi, while Yashasvi Jaiswal was unbeaten on 70 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.